fans of food. This is Cooking with Clara, and I'm Clara. Hello. So glad you could join me. Today, we continue in our series of recipes from cities around the world that I've never been to. This tasty little number is from faraway Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I sure haven't been to Albuquerque ever. But if their recipes are anything like what I've got today, maybe I ought to go out there someday just to see what I'm missing. Well, what you won't be missing if you stay tuned is Regal Boiled Beef Monastery Style, sent in by a Mrs. Virgilina Jackdaw. It may sound difficult, but it's really not. In fact, it's so easy that I won't accept anything less than a perfect gourmet delight. And for those of you who wish to compete this week, remember, send your finished entree in a leak-proof plastic container, please. The post office here is getting mighty tired of wiping up their floors after dropping one of your submissions. So please, send your leak-proof entry to Cooking with Clara, Box 1515, Newark, New Jersey. That address, once again, is Cooking with Clara, Box 450, New Rochelle, New York. The entry with the earliest postmark wins, so long as it tastes good. Now, I don't honestly know what you'll win this week, but I guarantee I won't send you any more of that dreadfully ugly dinnerware we got from Lithuania. That stuff was so ghastly that even my peccaries wouldn't eat off it. So we'll try to find something nice for this week's prize. All right now, are we ready? Good. Now pay attention and remember, you should all have clean, clean hands before we begin. Clean hands, everybody? Good. All right. Now, to make the sauce, first saute the onion and the pie crust in some olive oil. Next, take that packet of gelatin and dissolve it in your beet juice. Good, good. Now add the 5-pound stewing chicken, like that. Fine. Are you still with me? Next, while the mushrooms are still alive, lay them on their backs and insert a sharp knife at the point where the body and tail of the mushroom come together. Can you find that? Good. See, this instantly kills the mushroom. All right, now add half of the pineapple cut into small chunks. And, oh my goodness, turn off the heat. Oh, I should have warned you. Oh, well, no harm done. Now, marinate the salmon in the cheesecloth. Place on a rack in a large kettle, say one about this size here, and combine with 1/2 teaspoon beef sirloin tips. Next, add the brandy, the avocado salad, the melon, and the braised zucchini. Immediately pound the zucchini with the side of a saucer or with a cleaver until very flat. Next, sprinkle 1 medium tomato over a heated, heavy skillet. Bake at 350 degrees until it springs back to the touch. Reheat and serve. Well, that's the boiled beef monastery style. But the folks out in Albuquerque go a couple of steps further to make this regal boiled beef monastery style. So here we go with their version. Before you reheat and serve, crush 1 10.5-ounce can of frozen cream of shrimp soup in a mortar or a narrow bowl. Work in 1/4 cup chopped garbanzo beans. Add coconut to the lemon wedges and cream. Simmer, uncovered for 15 minutes. Next, replace vegetables and add pumpernickel slices. Wash thoroughly. Now, fold 2 loaf pans, 9 by 3 by 5 inches, to loosen their skin. Insert the nozzle of a pressurized tube into the opening in the mixture. Do not allow this mixture to boil. And that's pretty important. Next, discard the dark vein and small sac 2 inches below the head. Place all of this in a preheated oven to 450 degrees for 10 moments, just until the crumbs are lightly browned. Pour off all but the brown essence from the pan. Finally, add slivers of I almost said add slivers of your grandmother, but you wouldn't do that now, would you? Add slivers of Grand Marnia and 1 teaspoon of gravy coloring. Now, reheat and serve as you were ready to do before. This delicious entree serves between 4 and 6, or 7 if you're on a tight budget. Well, that's today's recipe. Thank you for joining me, and thank you, Mrs. Virgilina Jackdaw, for submitting it to Cooking with Clara. Be sure to join me again next week for another hearty recipe from somewhere around the world where I've never been. Bye now.